Hello and welcome to Friday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Portugal controversially advanced to take on Spain in the last 16 at the World Cup. Pico Lopez prepares with his Cape Verde side to take on Lionel Messi and Argentina in Miami. And there's a full round of games in the Premier Division tonight, including our live commentary between Shelburne and Dundalk. But first, Gonzalo Ramos scored a 94th minute winner for Portugal, who came from behind to beat Croatia 2-1 and progressed to the last 16. Ivan Perisic put Croatia ahead early in the second half before Cristiano Ronaldo equalised from the penalty spot to score his first goal in a World Cup knockout game. Josko Gvardiol thought he'd rescued Croatia when he put the ball in the net in the 13th minute of injury time, but VAR intervened and the goal was ruled out for offside. According to the data provided by Technology in the Ball, which uses a chip, FIFA says it was proven that contact was made by Croatia's Igor Mantanovic in the build-up to the goal, which allowed the referee to correctly determine offside and disallow it. Portugal boss Roberto Martinez says that was right. Portugal will now play Spain and Dallas on Monday night at 8 o'clock. Spain won 3-0 against Austria in Los Angeles yesterday. Mikel Oyarzabal scored two, while Pedro Porro got his first international goal. Switzerland won their first knockout game since 1938, thanks to a 2-0 win over Algeria in Vancouver. Braille Mbolo and Dan Ndoye scored the goals for the Swiss, who will play either Ghana or Colombia next Tuesday. Australia boss Tony Popovich says his side are determined to make history when they face Egypt in the last 32 this evening. The Socceroos are hoping to earn their first ever knockout stage win at the tournament. Popovich says it's a chance to put Australian football on the map. Mohamed Salah and Egypt will also be looking to win their first knockout game at a World Cup, and in doing so they will become the second African side to qualify for the last 16 in this tournament after Morocco. So far, South Africa, Senegal, Ivory Coast, DR Congo and Algeria have all been eliminated. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. Argentina will take on the story of the tournament so far in Cape Verde from 11 tonight in Miami. Crumlin-born Pico Lopez will be hoping to help cause a massive shock against the current world champions. Cape Verde have kept two clean sheets in their three games at their first ever World Cup, including a scoreless draw with European champion Spain. In the early hours of Saturday morning, Colombia take on Ghana in Kansas City, and Ghana boss Carlos Queiroz says it's his side's duty to keep African hopes alive at the World Cup. That one gets underway at 2:30 tomorrow morning. Julian Nagelsmann has quit as Germany boss after his side's early exit from the tournament. Their loss to Paraguay was the first time they've ever lost on penalties at a World Cup. Former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp is the favourite to replace him. There's a clause in his contract with Red Bull which allows him to take the national team job. And World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. England will fly to Mexico City a day earlier than usual to try and prepare to combat the altitude problems the squad could face when they play at over 2,000 metres above sea level. And on last night's football show, writer and broadcaster Henry Winter joined Will O'Callaghan and said there are two approaches that Thomas Tuchel and his staff can take. That's available to listen back to now in your OTB football podcast feed. And on yesterday's Inside the Odds, Matthew Brennan and David Wilson debated if Mexico can beat England at the Azteca Stadium on Sunday night. And you can listen back to that for free in your OTB football podcast feed. Shamrock Rovers are 7 points clear at the top of the Premier Division heading into tonight's games. The champions make the trip to second from bottom Sligo Rovers. Second place Bohemians can make it 3 league wins in a row when they go to Drogheda United, who haven't won in 7. Derry City are at home to bottom side Waterford, who could move off the bottom if they win and Sligo lose. St Pat's take on Galway United, and our live commentary game sees Shelburne go up against Dundalk at Talca Park. Shells are still without a manager after parting company with Joey O'Brien last week. And at this week's LOI pod, Stephen Doyle was joined by Shane Keegan and Vinnie Perth, and they spoke about the job for the new boss. That's available to listen back to now for full in your OTB football podcast feed. And remember, you can listen to live commentary of Shelburne and Dundalk from Talca Park. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Shane Keegan in the commentary box. It kicks off at 8 o'clock and you can hear live commentary from 7 on News Talk and the Go Loud app. In the First Division, league leaders Cork City are away to Cove Ramblers in a local derby. There's also a Munster derby between Treaty United and Kerry in Limerick. Third place Bray Wanderers host Athlone Town, and Finn Harps play Wexford in Ballybuffet. And Georgia Stanway is coming back to the WSL after joining Arsenal. The 27-year-old was a free agent after leaving Bayern Munich at the end of the season when her contract expired. The England international will look to add to the top flight trophy she won when she was a Manchester City player. That's about all we have time for in today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more next week.